Report. This is Bob Padilla in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at a very low level, according to information from the Department of Space Services, that's the Department of Meteorology, of the Australian Government here in Sydney, New South Wales. The IPS reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar flux has fallen to 83, that's 83, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 24. So those figures are not expected to change significantly in the near future, which means that high frequency propagation on long haul, multipath routes, that's long distance routes, on darkness or semi-darkness paths, will not be very reliable on frequencies above about 12 megahertz. In the meantime, here in Melbourne, during our sunrise window, 1830 to 1900 is the time period, and the 41 meter band has been giving quite good reception. This is a summary I made recently of spectrum occupancy in this band over that time period. 7210, that's the bottom end of the band, China Radio International from Urumqi in Russian. And 7235, the Korean Broadcasting System from the Wolferton, England relay station, also in Russian. 7245, an interesting frequency, a new frequency for Trans World Radio Africa, broadcasting in the Tigrinya language in Arabic. That's from the Manzini transmitting site in Swaziland. On the next frequency, 7255, China Radio International from transmitting site near Beijing, broadcasting in Russian. And 7260, closer to home, Villa, the station there, broadcasting its domestic service in English. 7265, another frequency for China Radio International from Urumqi in Bulgarian. And 7280, the voice of Vietnam from the transmitting site in Vietnam, broadcasting in French. And 7305, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with its transmissions in Albanian. 7375, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 7480, Radio Bahai, B-A-H-A-I, broadcasting in the Persian language from the relay station at Chisinau in Moldova. And 7495, the Voice of America transmitter, Radio Diwa or Diwa Radio, broadcasting in Pashto from the Biblis relay station in Germany, run by the IBB. And 7560, the BBC from Nakhon in Thailand, broadcasting in the Dari language. And 7570, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in English. Now, some more frequencies for China. Many frequencies. 7325, Persian, broadcasting from a Beijing transmitting site. That's China Radio International. And again, 7340, in Italian, from the Kashi station transmitting site. 7350, French, from Urumqi. 7395, German, from Kashi. And 7405, probably the strongest signal from China Radio International at dawn period, is in English from Beijing transmitting site.
And on 7415, Persian broadcasts from Xi'an. And 7435, Italian also from Xi'an. And 7445, China Radio International in Chinese from Beijing Transmitting Station. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during our sunrise reception window between 1830 and 1900 in the 41 meter band, with most signals from Europe, Asia, Africa, the Middle East and the Pacific. And those conditions are likely to continue for some time, as noted here in southeastern Australia. Some information now from European monitors. First of all, Radio Taiwan International, using the relay station at Usedun in France, observed recently between 1700 and 1800 on 9800 to Eastern Europe in Russian, and 1800 to 1900 on 11885 to Northwest Africa in French. Radio Front for Independence of Oromo, also via the Isidon France relay station, 1730 to 1758 on 17765 to East Africa in the Oromo language on Sundays only. That's antenna azimuth is 125 degrees, 125. And Radio Mi Amigo in the 49 meter band via its shortwave service. Current schedule is 0700 to 1300 on 6005 to Central Europe in English on Saturdays and Sundays, and 0800 to 1700 on 6085 to Central Europe English daily, and 1900 to 2100 on 6145 from the Yerevan Armenia transmitting station to Western Europe English on the last Sunday. And that transmitter is on an antenna azimuth of 305 degrees. And the Voice of Oromo Liberation via the transmitting station at Nauen in Germany. Schedule is 1700 to 1730 on 15170, antenna for East Africa, in the Afar and Oromo languages on Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays. And the Radio Sultanate of Oman, being heard with English, good reception in Europe, 1400 to 1500 on 15140, 315 degrees is the antenna to Western Europe. And Radio France International, broadcasting via the Pao Chung relay station in Taiwan. Current schedule also is 1300 to 1400 on 9690 with 100 kilowatts, 250 degrees to Southeast Asia is the antenna, in Vietnamese on Sundays only. So some of those frequencies, or most of those frequencies, were made by monitors to the shortwave bands in Europe. The 75 meter band is not often reported by shortwave listeners around the world, but it's an interesting band, mainly used for short-haul transmissions in local areas during daylight hours. However, some frequencies are used in the night time, and here is a summary of some of the more interesting allocations of stations in this band. 3915, the BBC from Kranji in Singapore, 2200 to midnight in English. 3925, Radio Nikkei in Japan, the Japanese commercial station, Japanese, 0800 to 1415, and again 2155 to 2300. Radio Vanuatu, Port Vila, on 3945. It's scheduled 0700 to 1015 in English. And Korean Broadcasting System, 3955, using the Wolverton Relay Station in England, with German, 2000 to 2100 and French 2100 to 2200. And 3965, voice of the Iranian Kurdistan political broadcasting station, broadcasting from an unknown location. Transmitter is in use between 0230 and 0430 in Kurdish and Persian, and 1200 to 1330 also in Kurdish and Persian. And 3975, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station. Programs to Europe, 0630 to 0715, Latin Mass, 1940 to 2000 Latin Liturgy, and 2140 to 2200 in Arabic, and they're from 100 kilowatt transmitter in the Vatican. Other frequencies in the 75 meter band include Echo of Hope, the Voice of Hope on 3985, broadcasting from Korea in Korean, 0525 to 2330. And further up in that band, we note allocations for HCJB Deutsch from the low-powered station in Germany, midnight to, or 24 hours in German, and there's also some Russian broadcast in that time slot between 0300 and 0330 and German 0330 to 0500.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.